Hello, as per expected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once more. And in this video, I'm asking whether the British government can reset relations with the European Union, because the Labour government in the UK has been in office for, goodness, just over 3 weeks now. So Keir Starmer has talked about this. Remember, Labour's been a very Europhile party for over 30 years. It's been quite divided on the issue of accession to the European Community in the 60s and early 70s. But there's the Labour Movement for Europe was a really vociferous voice for full integration in the 90s, for deeper integration. And about 95% of Labour MPs campaigned for Remain in 2016. Now Labour says they will not seek to bring the United Kingdom back into the European Union. I think that beneath their breath, some of them are saying that they will. But, you know, not for 5 years, they're not going to try, maybe not for 10 years, they would even try, but begin to move very slowly in that direction. Now, Labour often gets on better with the Irish government than the Conservative Party. And perhaps I ought to mention this yesterday in my video about whether Northern Ireland will ever unite with the Republic. And one of the reasons why that's less likely, certainly in the shorter term, is because Labour being in office at Westminster, that leads to more of a détente in Northern Ireland politics, as well as in relations across the Irish Sea. Because Labour often took almost a nationalist position on the Northern Ireland question. Another thing that a lot of people don't seem to realise is that Brexit trade agreement, which began in 2020, only lasts for 5 years. So it's expiring in about 6 months. So that's going to be renegotiated anyway. Now, it might be agreed again on exactly the same terms to run for a longer period of time or maybe indefinitely, but they're probably going to tweak some of the terms a bit. Now, Labour would certainly want freer trade, you know, fewer regulations, fewer inspections, but that would have to mean, you know, the United Kingdom conforming to more European Union regulations, not for just for cross-border trades, goods and services are sold into the European Union, but behind borders trade, as in things which are sold inside the United Kingdom. Goods and services are from one person or entity in the UK to another person or entity, or indeed the UK's exports to the rest of the world, to China, to the USA or wherever. But we'll see whether that's going to happen. So this would, the Labour moving towards rejoining the single market, which is not rejoining the European Union. Switzerland, Norway, and various microstates like San Marino, Andorra, Liechtenstein, the Vatican City, Monaco, they're all in the single market, but they're not in the European Union itself. Even then, they'd have to pay all the regulations. They'd have to pay most of the regulations. But if you join the single market, you're only permitted to do so if you allow free movement, which is, say, the 27 member states of the European Union. They all have the right to go and live and work in each other's countries. Like a Portuguese person could go and work in Finland, Swedish person could go and live in Cyprus the rest of her life, not fill out a single form. I mean, I lived in Romania for a bit, but I had to register. I did have to fill out one form, but that was it. That was very straightforward. There are exceptions. If people are sort of unemployed for over 6 months, they can be deported. Those with a serious criminal record can be deported. Now, that has to be serious. It can't be shoplifting a few times. It can't be one case of battery. Yeah, it's got to be heavy violence. Or even, disgracefully, Geert Wilders was deported from the United Kingdom in 2019, a Dutch politician who came to address an audience at the express request of a peeress, you know, someone from the House of Lords. And he landed at Heathrow Airport, was grabbed, forced back onto a plane and sent back to the Netherlands. Shocking breach of his human rights, his freedom of movement. Now, he's a man of very contentious views. I don't concur with all his beliefs at all. But nevertheless, it was taking away his liberty and the rights of people who wish to be his auditors to hear him in person and not just online. So Labour's trying to reset this. They're already having meetings with the Spanish government about free movement between Spain and the United Kingdom. But that's only one out of 27 member states. Well, why would Spain particularly make sense for the UK? Remember, that's the favourite holiday destination of British people. You know, over a million British citizens are resident in Spain, out of only 40 million people in Spain. That's 2.5%. In towns like Marbella, it's way higher than 2.5%. I mean, somewhere like north central Spain, it'd be very, very low. So they obviously want to live on the coast. They're often mature and affluent, who are living the Costa del Sol and so forth, because at the moment they're limited to 90 days. Unless they somehow got residence. I mean, I know a British guy's married to a Spaniard, and they own a house in Spain, so he could stay for longer. But there are Spanish people who come to the United Kingdom, but they're often younger and seeking work. I mean, remember, Spain had horrific unemployment about 10 years ago, about 25%, about 50% youth unemployment. Is not that bad now. It's not 25%, it's even 10%. But they would particularly like to come to the United Kingdom to seek gainful employment. So that could be changed if there's roughly equal numbers going in each direction. Where free movement doesn't work so much is between somewhere like Bulgaria and the UK. But for every Briton who moved to Bulgaria, about 100 people go in the opposite direction to live because they just want much higher salaries, which is an entirely honourable motive. So could do it on an ad hoc basis with one EU member state and then another and then another, but not all of them. Now, the European Union might play hardball. Nah, you have to do it with all of us. You can't do it with any of us. But there are other situations. Like I knew a couple, one of them was Italian, one was British. They lived in their respective countries. And before Brexit, they could go and visit each other's state for 6 months in either country. But after Brexit, they were limited to 90 days. The Briton could go to Italy for 90 days and the Italian could go to the UK for 90 days. It's 180 days a year together. What about the rest of the time? They couldn't spend it together. I mean, okay, you can get married and get your spouse in, but that is a real headache. That costs several thousand quid, stacks of forms up to here and stuff like that. And what if they don't want to get married? The other thing about Spain is the Gibraltar issue. Now, the Spanish still don't recognize Gibraltar as British sovereign territory. They could play hardball over that one. They could close the border, as they did from the 60s to the late 1980s. And the people would have to fly a long way around, sail the long way around. People used to sail to Portugal and Morocco to purchase things and so on. A lot of people who live in Gibraltar, they work in Spain or vice versa. People who live near La Linea de Concepcion, they are working in Gibraltar. So that'd be a real headache. I mean, at the moment, they even do that these days by having very stringent checks at the border just to inconvenience people. So that could be a problem for the United Kingdom. And that's one of the reasons to try and mollify the Spanish. What else? You know, Cyprus would say, oh, well, you're going to have to withdraw from those British sovereign base area, which the UK owns in perpetuity. So I think it'd be very difficult to reset that. And you've got to remember, there are hardline right-wing parties in office in various EU countries, like in Hungary and in Slovakia and in other countries where they're not quite in office, but they're still a serious force, like in France and the Netherlands, that actually makes it more difficult for Labour to find ideological allies across the European Union. So as for rejoining the EU in the long term, I think in principle the EU would really like that. It would be the ultimate vindication. The European Union is a good thing. If the UK came crawling back as a supplicant, imploring the EU to let it in, that the EU could demand a very high price. You have to join the Schengen zone, you have to scrap the pound sterling, join the euro, and whatever else. You have to pay it more money than ever before. Obviously, you know, the common agricultural policy would be back, the common fisheries policies would be back, and so forth. But it might be difficult to get that through a European Union. So I don't see the Labour being able to improve relations with EU countries that much. It's possibly taking the edge off relations because Europhiles, they regard this has been a conservative project, Brexit. Obviously, it came from the UK Independence Party and there were some Conservatives were against it. Well, actually, 2/3 of the cabinet, David Cameron himself, was against it. So that's a little misleading to view it that way. So despite Labour's love for the European Union, it's somewhat unrequited, and I don't see them being able to achieve very much in this regard. Right. And remember, they'd pledged to reduce immigration by having free movement. That'll be the exact opposite of what they claim that they want to do. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye-bye.